a strong personal brand lets you stand out from the crowd by highlighting your unique strengths and accomplishments, especially when you're out there networking or you're at a job fair or you're at an interview. That's what it's all about. You're trying to differentiate yourself from the competition, and it is competition. So this is the ultimate competition when you're trying to land that next career.
Welcome to the Tango Tango podcast. Real, raw, and unfiltered conversations with veterans and those who support them. Tune in, be inspired, and walk away stronger.
Welcome to this legendary moment. I'm your host, Lloyd Knight, and joining me is the owner extraordinaire of Supply Chain Now, my good buddy and fellow Air Force veteran, Scott Luton. How you doing, Scott?
Lloyd, how you doing today?
Yeah, aim high, my friend.
Well, hey, I'm honored. I enjoyed the first episode of Tango Tango we did, where I learned a whole bunch more about your journey, and you have so much to offer veterans and business leaders out there. And we got a great topic here today, huh?
This topic is so important. It's important for veterans and non-veterans. It's important for job seekers, or if you're in a spot and you're looking at getting promoted or visibility, it's all about personal branding, Scott.
That's right. That's right. And you know, to your point, completely agree. This is a great universal topic for everybody, but you and I both have made that transition from the military into the private sector. And I got to tell you, I don't think personal branding or networking, a closer related second subject, was part of my transition game plan 25 years ago. How about yours?
Absolutely not, Scott. And really, it didn't get on my radar to probably 5 or 6 years after I made the transition and retired from the Air Force and got in the job in corporate America. But it's so important that when I decided to start my own business, in addition to the Tango Tango podcast and Vetlanta and some other stuff I do, there were a couple blocks I wanted to add that nobody talked about, but there was actually three specifically.
Yeah.
So the one was mindset. In the transition, nobody ever talks about mindset, the importance of mindset. The second one was strategy when it comes to job fairs, because nobody ever talks about job fair strategy.
Right.
And then the third is personal branding when it comes to the having a strategy, whether you're looking for a job, making that transition, or looking to get promoted. It's, you know, personal branding is a big element of those things.
Well said, Lloyd. Well said. And, you know, folks out there, especially our fellow veterans, we don't want y'all to go without and make some mistakes we did. So we want to give you all a leg up. And I tell you, Lloyd Knight is an outstanding subject matter expert on many of these things, including personal branding. And we're going to give, Lloyd, I think you've got three key tips on personal branding today. And if folks want to learn more, I think you've got another 127 to go. They can reach you after today's show, right?
We're talking about really the planning portion of this. We're really covering about 20% of it. The big thing is execution. So if you're interested in learning more, take a look at knightwork.us, which is my website. Touch base with me on LinkedIn. Let's cover exactly what personal branding is and why it's important. First thing is, it's crucial in a job search because it allows you to stand out from other candidates. I can tell you that is a huge thing. You know, in my day role as a veteran talent acquisition manager for a major company, we'll get job applications. We'll put a job out there and we might get 300, 400, 500, 600 applicants.
Wow.
For just the single job. So there's a lot of qualified people. So there's no way that you're going to be able to interview 300, 400, 500, 600 people. So basically you're throwing applicants out, right? You're trying to narrow down the list. In this world, we call that the gatekeeper. A gatekeeper is going to narrow the playing field down in order to give the hiring manager a reasonable amount of applicants that they can choose to interview. So what you want to do is you want to stand out by developing a personal brand. And then the second component is having a really good resume. That personal brand is going to help you stand out, whether it's on LinkedIn, whether you're networking in person, networking on social media. It's going to showcase your uniqueness, your skills, your experience, and your values. So it's going to make you more memorable, especially you got to think somebody's, you know, 200, 300, 400 resumes are reviewing, or even when you're networking. Like I go to these big networking events and I'll talk to 30, 40, 50, 60 people. I go to job fairs. I went to a job fair in Dallas, Texas. It was a 3-day job fair. And I talked to about 400 pilots.
Wow.
Like, right. So that starts blending together. So you need something that highlights what you bring to the table. And this is going to greatly increase your odds of landing and interviewed in that role. And it's also going to make you more marketable within your current company for a promotion, because it's going to showcase what you bring to the table.
Quick question. So when you meet all those hundreds, like the one example you talked about where you met like 400 pilots, was there one person that stood out? And could you share why they stood out?
So it is having a very good elevator pitch, like walking up and having a targeted elevator pitch. Somebody who looks the part, is professional, acts professional, has got a great resume.
Right.
And then another way you can stand out is the follow-up. So many people do not follow up. Unfortunately, the ones you remember a lot of times are the ones who get it so wrong.
Right.
Like, right. That are disastrous. So you remember those?
Yes.
More often. And that's when somebody's done damage to their brand because they're so far off. But yeah, it all starts with the elevator pitch is a huge component of your personal brand. Let's talk about some of these specific components. So the first component is it differentiates yourself. It's a highly competitive market. A strong personal brand lets you stand out from the crowd by highlighting your unique strengths and accomplishments, especially when you're out there networking or you're at a job fair or you're at an interview. That's what it's all about. You're trying to differentiate yourself from the competition, and it is competition. So this is the ultimate competition when you're trying to land that next career. It really is all about credibility and trust. A well-crafted brand establishes your expertise and your professional reputation, building trust with your potential employees or even with your current employers. Your brand has got to be authentic, because if it's not authentic to who you are, it's not going to build credibility and trust. And then we'll talk all about online presence, right? In today's digital age, your online presence often serves as a first impression to employers. So a strong personal brand ensures a positive initial perception, really through LinkedIn is a big part of it. Any hiring manager, any recruiter worth a darn is going to go to your LinkedIn profile, and they're going to take a hard look at that, right? Everybody knows your resume is probably going to be one page, a max of 2 pages. Your LinkedIn profile is page 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 of that resume. And you know what? If you haven't developed a good personal brand and you haven't spent time working on it, you're essentially telling your employers, hey, I'm lazy. Mm. Yeah, because this is such a crucial part of your personal brand and of the job search.
And Lloyd, we've all seen some reindeer games out across social. We want to think twice before we have a knee-jerk reaction to something in the news or something in our lives and our journeys. Because hiring managers review that all the time, right?
Yeah. So, you know, when you on your LinkedIn, don't do all this job, this great job of developing this personal brand, and then get online and just get political. In today's fractured environment, you're going to offend half of the country, right? So you can be political on other venues other than social media. Mm. So leave that stuff behind. If you posted stuff in the past, take it off your accounts. It's still there, like right in perpetuity, but don't make it so visible. Again, you damage your personal brand. So you absolutely don't want to do that. That's a great comment there, Scott.
Mm.
Next comment is your targeted job search. By clearly defining your brand, you can identify and target job search opportunities. Like my brand, I'm all about veterans now. All about Vetlanta and Tango Tango and the Landing Zone and UPS. I lead veteran talent acquisition and I teach career readiness. My side business is largely veteran focused. So, you know, that is my brand. If you come into my cube at work, it looks like a museum. So you see a little bit of it behind me in my home office, but that is very intentional because I'm in the space. And let me just give really a quick story since we have a little bit of time. I came in to UPS, got promoted, you know, pretty quickly, three times in my first 4 years, and I was leading global government operations. So I was in that space constantly. You know, my group moved 5,000 armored vehicles to and from Afghanistan.
Wow.
I never went to Afghanistan in the Air Force, but went twice with UPS. So really, my military service and my engagement was a big part of my personal brand. And then I had a vice president sit me down maybe about 10 years into my career and said, Lloyd, you're pigeonholing yourself. This brand you have is all about the military. You're too good. You could serve purposes all over this company. So you need to look at changing your brand. So I was actually pissed off. So the went home and stewed on it the weekend and then said, you know what? He's absolutely right. I need to change my brand. So out in my cubicle, a lot of that military stuff came out. I started wearing less military stuff and started dressing up a little bit more. And, you know, it ended up paying dividends for me.
Really?
So I ended up going on a 7-week assignment to Hong Kong for UPS. I ended up taking our Expo 2020, became the project manager for that. And we were dealing with a lot of countries that were not pro US military. So I ended up getting a job in the commercial sector. So by changing my brand and keeping my brand fresh and pertinent, it put more opportunities in front of me. I got my dream job in military veteran recruiting. And then I was able to refresh my brand kind of back to where it needed to be. So that's a big part of the lesson. Again, all those things I covered, I'm differentiating myself. I'm showing a uniqueness. I'm showing that online presence. And then we talked about networking, Scott. A strong personal brand can attract potential connections and expand your professional network. You stand out. And then one of the things I mentioned earlier, it's authentic. It showcases who the real you are. You don't totally have to change yourself when you're developing this professional brand. Sometimes you just have to make some tweaks, and ultimately, whatever you do, you want to keep that brand authentic to who you are.
Well said. I love these six key elements here, and we're about to get three key tips from you on establishing a personal brand. But before we do, I want to touch on that last one. We were conducting a webinar over on Supply Chain Now. We're proud supporters of Tango Tango and the outstanding work you're doing here, Lloyd, serving those fellow veterans that are making transitions or they're furthering their journey, they're getting promoted, they're doing big things out there. But someone made a comment around feeling the need to kind of be a pretzel, you know, kind of tie themselves up into who folks want them to be or all the pressure. And it's such a breath of fresh air when you can be who you are and be authentic. Right? It's liberating, it's empowering, and it's so important. It's a really important element of establishing that personal brand. So I think that's an excellent point, and I love how you've got it, only six key elements here. All right, so Lloyd Knight. There's a lot more to this, as you've mentioned. So folks, you can connect with Lloyd Knight through Knight Work to learn a lot more career advice, transition advice, personal branding advice. But when you think about three key tips for establishing and growing that personal brand, I think the first one here, Lloyd, you're going to speak to is figuring out who you are so you don't have to tie yourself up in that pretzel. Tell us more here.
Yeah, that's really important. And honestly, Scott, this is where a lot of service members struggle when they're coming out of the military because they've been so tied to their military service. They don't look at who they are when they start targeting their next careers.
Right.
And really, you need to figure out this first. So personal branding is one of the first classes I teach in securing that next career. And then we work our way up all the way to the job offer. Because figuring out who you are is going to be important when we start looking at the strategy of the career search. Yeah. I always tell people, just pull out a pencil and some paper and just start taking notes. Like, what are you good at? Write down everything that you're good at. You know, if you're coming from the military, everything you got awards at. Hey, I got awards, or I got recognition because, you know, I did all these things really well. Then the next thing you write is like, hey, what am I passionate about? Something you're passionate, you might not be good at it yet, right? Right? But hey, let's take a look at everything you're passionate about. The next thing is, what motivates you? So, you know, a lot of people get focused on money, benefits, a job title, and a company name.
Yep.
And honestly, there's a whole lot more than those four things that are going to motivate you in your next career. So write down all those things that motivates you. Then write down, hey, what have you been recognized for over your career? What do people recognize you for? And that doesn't have to be just professional. It could be volunteering. It could be personal. Where have you previously succeeded? Maybe you don't want to work in that area where you previously succeeded, but you should still write that out, because that's an important element of your brand. Then, like, right, a lot of service members, you ask them, like, hey, what do you want to do? It's like, well, I'll do anything. It's like, no, that's not true. You're right. That's absolutely not true. So start writing down things that you don't want to do. You need to write all that down. Write all your strengths, and then write all your weaknesses out.
Yep.
By really spending time doing that. And this is not a 30-minute exercise. This is days, weeks, months that you go to put in this. And this is going to help you by figuring out who you are. It's going to help you develop that personal brand. And then over time, it's going to let you adjust that brand.
Lloyd, this might be really intuitive for many folks out there, but it's a step that so many of us miss. I missed this very straightforward step when I was making my transition back in 2002. Gosh, it feels so long ago. But, you know, because this, Lloyd, really serves as your North Star, which helps you build out, you know, where you spend your time and how you build the rest of your plan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm all about career mapping. And I have a whole block in the Nightwork courses on career mapping. So where you're at, and then where you want to go, and then you're going to address the gaps to get to where you want to go. And then you're going to have navigation points on the way. So if you don't know where you're at, it's going to be impossible to really set an effective career map.
So that was step one, embracing that North Star. Now, step two, Lloyd, tell us more here.
Yeah, decide what you want to be known for. You know, this is your roadmap. This is going to be your destination, right? But just remember, it's part of the journey. A lot of service members get out and they see the amazing work I do in the veteran space, and they want to be, not to get a big head, but they want to be me right away. What they don't realize is, like, I had to come into UPS and work my tail off, and I didn't really look at getting involved in the veteran space until about year four in my journey. So I always knew I wanted to do this, but I had to set a map. You know, I need a paycheck first and foremost, right? I need to be really successful. And so to get to my destination, I had, like I mentioned, you know, it was a journey. It took me navigation points to get where I wanted to go. But really, you know, you decide what you want to be known for professionally, what you want your strengths to be, how you want others to see you, and then what's going to make you distinct. And then you got to figure out how you're going to do all these things, right? Is it going to take networking? Is it going to take coaches, mentors, executive champions, college, leadership, volunteering? You know, there's a bunch of different elements that you're going to have to figure out how to get you to what you want to be known for.
Yeah. Tons and tons of decisions that we've got to make as we work our way through this journey. I love this structure you're presenting, because with structure, it helps eliminate the blind spots that we all, and we all have blind spots, whether it comes to transitioning or other career-related items. The bigger light we can shine into that blind spot, the better sense of a plan and a direction, and the better position we'll be to make all of these big and small decisions we got to make as we navigate not just transition, but the rest of your career journey. So, Lloyd, this is good stuff. So that was step two. And step three is an interesting one that a lot of folks may overlook. Tell us about defining your audience.
Yeah, so that's really important. So, hey, not everybody's making the career transition looking for a new job. Maybe you're looking at getting visibility in your current role. Maybe you're looking to land a volunteer leadership position. Maybe you're looking to find a coach, mentor, or executive champion. So before you develop that personal brand, you got to figure out who your audience is. You can't create the brand without it. Is it recruiters? Is it hiring managers? Is it influencers? Academia? Customers? Clients? It could be a wealth of different audience. Like, hey, if you're trying to attract the attention of influencers, your brand's going to be very different than if you're trying to attract academia, like Emory or Georgia Tech. You know, your brand's got to be very, very different. Even companies, if you want to go work for Google, is going to be very different from if you want to go work at UPS or if you want to go work in healthcare. They value different things. Google might love some creativity when some industries don't like, you know, creativity. They want you to fit in their box. So yeah, knowing your audience is super, super important.
Well said, Lloyd. Well said. I'm telling you, I wish I had access to you and all of this expertise back when I was making my own transition, because I was flying blind. And looking back,
me both, brother.
You know, it's such a common challenge, right? And one, as I'm hearing you walk through these three tips, these three steps, one of the things that came to my mind, and I think about this a lot because storytelling and how we communicate stories these days, you hear a lot about it because it's really important, right? If you want to really communicate well, communicate it through a story because humans love stories, right? And they can really follow you. Well, Lloyd, I don't know about you, but I struggled. I didn't even think about effectively fine-tuning an elevator pitch or telling my story of what I did in the Air Force and using that as a means of connecting dots to what my audience was at the time that I didn't realize. And that is so critically important to be able to relate to others and communicate your experience and your expertise of what you did as you are connecting the dots and transitioning. But Lloyd, did you, before we shift gears and we talk about the most recent episode of Tango Tango, did you struggle to tell your own story as you came out of the Air Force?
No, I'm pretty good at telling my story. I didn't know the concept of storytelling, but I had a lot of great professional stories to tell. And to the audience out there, a job interview is storytelling. And I always tell veterans that, hey, when we have lots of good stories, like that's what we do. We tell stories. So you just need to tweak those stories and come up with 3 to 4 good ones. And those are going to address about 75% of the questions in a job interview.
Okay.
And that's what we want to hear. When somebody's interviewing you, they don't want a book answer. Hey, hey, tell me what you know about project management. They don't want the ABCs of project management. They want to hear a story on how you did project management, an actual real story. It's all about storytelling, and it's a big part of your personal brand, Scott.
On top of all of that, Lloyd just shared, it helps you connect human to human when you've really refined and developed that ability to tell stories. So this is million-dollar advice from the one and only Lloyd Knight. Well, folks, if you want to learn more about anything Lloyd has shared here today, big thanks to Amanda, who's behind the scenes helping make production happen. You can see there, knightwork.us. Is that right, Lloyd?
Absolutely. Thank you, Amanda.
You bet. So y'all check that out. Okay. Lloyd, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if your crystal ball is working, mine's been broke for a long time. Do you plan on going live regularly and offer, whether it's, you know, anecdotes or career advice or you name it? What kind of, in a nutshell, what do you expect as we move through the rest of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the goal. Scott knows my big news. So I've been accepted as a presidential scholar for the Bush Institute, a veteran leadership program.
Wow.
So that's going to keep me really, really, really busy. So we have some canned episodes while I get through this. It wraps up in November. And then I definitely think Q4 and going into next year, we'll probably do a majority of our podcasts will be live podcasts. And I think maybe, Scott, we even need to do some live podcasts at the Military Influencers Conference.
Oh, I like it.
That is coming to Atlanta here in September.
Hey, I like it. So, folks, a lot more opportunities to engage with Lloyd. And give us your favorite topics you'd like to discuss in a future live show. We'd love to get your feedback. Feedback is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it, Lloyd?
I just love hearing people's stories.
Mm.
You know, if you look at the podcast that we've just put out, it's the stories.
Yes.
You know, what I'm quickly figuring out is less talk and more listening. And because we've gone Joe Rogan style. For Tango Tango, there's no scripts. I don't even give people talking points.
I like it.
So I just want to hear their stories. We had a great, Pat McNamara is this great personality.
Right.
We'll talk a little bit about General Handy here in a minute. You know, it doesn't have to be these well-known people. I just want to hear a good story. And then if you can tell it in an entertaining fashion, that's what I think Tango Tango is going to be all about.
I like it, Lloyd. I like it. But who am I kidding? No, I don't like it. I plan everything, Lloyd. I plan everything. So I love the style, though, you're embracing and developing, and the authenticity. I mean, you are who you are. These conversations are going to be frank. They're going to be real. I've enjoyed these earliest of episodes. And hey, keep fighting a good fight, Lloyd, because I really, really, and we're hearing a lot. We're hearing a lot from the market, too. So let's do this. Tell us about your outstanding conversation with General John Handy. In a nutshell, how'd this conversation go down?
This is really cool. So I was assigned to Headquarters Air Mobility Command near the tail end of my career. And so I used to work about maybe 25 yards away from General Handy. So they knew who he was. He didn't know who I was. And he was the last dual-hatted commander. So he was the commander of Air Mobility Command and U.S. Transportation Command, the last person to do that. Now there's 2 4-star generals that do this. He was also vice chief of staff of the Air Force. When I came to UPS, he came to do a little bit of consulting work with us, so I got a little bit closer to him. It was a real honor to do this podcast. When I reached out to General Handy, he immediately agreed to do it. And then I started looking for articles and other podcasts or anything.
Yeah.
And there was none out there. And so as we're getting ready to start taping the show, I asked him, like, hey, you're not seeking the limelight. You know, why'd you decide to do this? And he really honored me because I'm a big fan of yours.
Wow.
So so we have this amazing conversation where we followed Second Lieutenant John Handy from an injury going into the Air Force. We talked about that story, pilot training, flying in Vietnam, all the way up to serving as Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force.
Wow.
So it's just a great, candid discussion and a super honor for me to do that.
Outstanding, Lloyd. Folks, you can find Tango Tango wherever you get your podcast. And as Lloyd's already alluded, I think this is the 4th episode, Lloyd, we published?
This is number 4.
Okay.
And we got some great ones coming out. Holy cow. I'm excited. Like, I've got like 6 in the can, and I just want them all released like right now, like, because they're so good.
So folks, get ready. You can find Tango Tango wherever you get your podcast. And as Lloyd will tell you, if you're curious about the title of this podcast series, Lloyd, really quick, where does it come from?
So Tango Tango is a military acronym for Top Talks. So Top is a nickname for a first sergeant. And that's what I did. If you look behind me, that one in diamond is the logo for the first sergeant, whether you're in the Marines, Air Force, or Army. First sergeants are known to be candid and direct. And I wanted that element to the podcast when Scott invited me to come back. And so Tango Tango, it's all about these candid first sergeant talks.
Love it. The good old NATO alphanumeric, right? Lloyd, really thoroughly enjoy the stories that not only you share, but you prompt others to share. And we can learn so much, whether you're a veteran or veteran advocate or completely not tied at all to our military. We have so much to learn from these stories of life and journey and leadership. triumphs and defeats and a whole bunch more. So find Tango Tango wherever you get your podcast. And again, the whole team over at Supply Chain Now is thrilled to be able to support Lloyd and this really consequential podcast series.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. So encourage people to listen in. This is just such good stuff that we're going to get across. So it's important for veterans and family members and veteran advocates. So please help us spread the word. We want to grow this thing like really, really big. So encourage people to come out. If you want to sponsor the show, if you have an idea for shows, just reach out because we're open to ideas. And with that, I'm going to end it. But first, before I do, thank you, Scott and Amanda. This is a real joy. And so to get invited back has got my juices flowing and something I look forward to. So kudos to you and to my audience members out there. I just want to tell you, be safe, be kind, and be remarkable.
The Tango Tango podcast is proudly sponsored by Supply Chain Now. Join the Tango Tango community for more inspiring stories. Follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn. Subscribe to the Tango Tango YouTube channel and follow and listen to Tango Tango wherever you get your podcasts.